This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In my book, Better Than Before, I write about the 21 strategies that we can use to make or break our habits. Habits are the invisible architecture of daily life, and research suggests that about 40% of our existence is shaped by our habits. Sometimes, people are dismayed when I tell them that they can choose from among 21 strategies. They say, 21 is too many. Give me the three that work best, or just one. Now, in fact, it's helpful that so many strategies exist because some strategies work very well for some people, but not for others. And some strategies are available to us at some times in our lives, but not at other times. So when people ask me for the best way to change our habits, I explain that there is no best way because people are different. We all have our own interests, our own temperament, our own values, our own circumstances. So it depends. But often people dismiss that explanation and they ask again, okay, sure, but tell me what's the best way? If you had to pick one way, what's the right way to change a habit? For a long time, I was confounded by this response. I had no idea how to make my point clearer. That there could be no magic one-size-fits-all solution to changing habits. There was no best way or right way because it all depends on you. But finally, I realized what I could say that would help people understand what I was trying to convey. Now, when people ask, what's the best way to change a habit? I reply, what's the best way to cook an egg? And then they understand. There can be no single best way to cook an egg because it depends on you and how you like to eat your eggs. Or maybe you don't even like eggs. The best way to change a habit depends on whether you're a morning person or a night person, or an abstainer or a moderator, or a simplicity lover or an abundance lover, or whether you're an upholder, questioner, obliger, or rebel, and countless other factors. It turns out that it's not that hard to change your habits when you do it in the way that's right for you. But first, you have to answer the question, how do you like your eggs? I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.